Hey there, thoughtful listener. Would you like consistent and predictable sales activity with no spam and no ads? I'll teach you step by step how to do this, particularly if you're an agency owner, consultant, coach, or B2B service provider. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create more than $10 million in revenue. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. You can even chat with me live, and I'll see and reply to your messages. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We'd love to have you. With us right now, it's Matt Peet, my good friend. Matt, you are the founder of Repeat Productions and FocusFunnelBuilders.com. Matt, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Josh, for having me. I am so excited to start my day off hanging out with you. This is amazing. Yeah.
Well, Matt, you're a good guy. And so you and I have spent some time together at, I know for sure, Podcast Movement. Are there other conferences that we've met up at? I'm just trying to think.
I'm not sure. I kind of am all over the
place.
Maybe
you do a podcast. I don't know, social media marketing world. But anyway, so I want to share your websites. We said FocusedFunnelBuilders.com. And then what's your website? I don't have that handy for Repeat Productions.
It's RepeatProductions.com. And okay. For that one, I've shifted so much for my video work. If you want me to shoot videos, if anybody out there's like, I need a videographer, you got to reach out to me directly because I don't do any promotion for my video work. It's all word of mouth at this point.
Yeah, sure.
So if you want to, if you need video or want to talk video, even if you don't want to hire me, just reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah. Well, you've had some good visibility. Do you mind maybe just sharing a little bit about how you got into video and we'll just kind of discuss Repeat first?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you the quick story of how I got into it. So I got into it in high school when I was taking a journalism class and I refused to get anything less than an A. So I took it upon myself to learn how to shoot and edit video. Now this is like 2009. So like super early days of like YouTube and internet learning. I know all your younger audiences, like you didn't use internet. I would go sit at Zaxby's after school and just figure out how to do it by pressing the wrong button a bunch of times. So that's how I got started. Then moved into
no better
weddings.
Way to learn, man.
Exactly. Trial by fire. Exactly. It's exactly how I learned. So did that. And then in college got into wedding videography. I had a mentor and an internship where I did wedding videography and learned how to do things called the same day edit, where I'd shoot and edit a video at a wedding and show the video at the reception. Absolutely amazing for marketing. Did that, learned how to edit really fast, then moved into the entrepreneur space where I reached out to John Lee Dumas and got to shoot a bunch of videos for him, which introduced me to the conference space. So now I basically just do conferences and work with entrepreneurs, and it's like the perfect mashup for me. I love it.
Yeah. So can I just ask you, so what you just described, I want to not forget to underline this here. What you do at events is rather remarkable. And I don't think I've ever seen that done prior to us connecting. It was the podcast cruise. I think that's where we were on together.
Yeah,
as well.
That was awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but what, Matt, what you're able to do or what you were doing, right? And I would imagine, you know, with today's modern tools, it's probably maybe even easier, I hope, to be able to use AI to go through all your footage and hopefully stitch it together in a human professional way. It's got some little work to do, I'm sure. But imagine hiring a videographer and then at the reception, being able to watch a rough cut of the, it's not even a rough cut. It's a good looking video. I mean, it's amazing how you do that. What's the smoke and mirrors behind the scenes?
I mean, honestly, when I was doing weddings, that was kind of like conferences is easier. When I'm shooting for conferences and entrepreneurs and stuff, conferences, you know, they're usually 2, 3, 4 days long. So to turn around a video by the end of that, it's easier because I just go back to the room every night and put a couple hours of editing in every night. With weddings, that was like, I started off with the hardest thing because you have basically an afternoon to shoot and edit a video. The smoke and mirrors really is just hyper organization with all of your files. So I don't use any AI to do any of the editing or anything like that. It's all just staying really organized and knowing what my shots are and, you know, keeping like I'll create folders inside of folders based on when I dropped those files. So I know it's like, okay, I dropped these at 1 p.m. And then I had another drop down here. I dropped them at 3 p.m. So if I know something happened that I was really important between 1 and 3, I go to that folder. So it keeps it everything hyper organized. So there's little guesswork and like clicking through files, trying to find the next clip or whatever. It's like, I know pretty much exactly where all of my clips are.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, well, you know, what's interesting, Matt, is I don't know that you previously saw many videographers that do that, right? So it's almost like, you know, it's like you're kind of going into a blue ocean by differentiating yourself, you know, where it's like, no one else in the market does this. I can do this. Like, it's like all of a sudden it just like nobody can compete with you because you offer that surprise and delight. I think what most of us are used to is, you know, videographer shows up to the event and then a week later or 2 weeks later, you know, that's when we're able to mail out or send an email out. It's, oh, here's a video. Remember this? It happened 2 weeks ago. But meanwhile, it's like, you know, the emotion is already kind of, you know, dipped down. Yeah. How exciting is it? You know, it's just like, for example, I'm sure you've used this before, right? You lived in Orlando. You know, you get off of a Disney ride, you exit through the gift shop, and wouldn't you know, there's your photo right there, right when you exit the ride. That's when people care most about it. If you send me a photo of my ride experience a week later, I'm kind of shrugging, go, okay, that was cool.
Exactly. I mean, it is exactly, it's that height of emotion. And I mean, in the wedding industry, it is not uncommon for people to wait 6 to 9 months to get their wedding videos back. I got out of weddings a few years ago just because of the amount of stress. And I'm like, hey, I can make more money with less stress on my body. But I mean, it's that height of emotion. I mean, there were weddings where I booked weddings at weddings because they saw the video that I did for that couple. And they're like, hey, you're going to be shooting my wedding next April, just letting you know. And I like chuckled and they're like, no, like seriously, like send me a contract when you get home tonight. So like people love that kind of like you said, the height of emotion. With conferences, it's the same way. You know, people spend a ton of time and a ton of money going to these conferences and, you know, they're excited. You know, they got to meet a lot of people. They got to learn a lot of stuff, had a great time. For then you to, for the conference to put out a video like immediately after, like that night or the next morning, being like, hey, this was an awesome time. People share that more often because they're like, look what I just finished up last night, or look what we just finished up 2 hours ago. This was absolutely amazing. So it gets them at the height of emotion, because if a conference shares that, you know, a month later, they're like, oh yeah, that was cool. I remember that conference. That was a good one. It doesn't hit the same.
Yeah. Matt, so obviously you do a lot of work in designing sales systems and, you know, funnels. So our audience tends to be pretty sophisticated, you know, folks that have been around for quite a while. We all know what funnels are. We know all the tricks. We know all the stuff, right? We know all the lingo. You know, for someone that hasn't really been paying attention to the ClickFunnels world in particular, myself included, you know, I just kind of hang out in my own little world here. What are some of the high level headlines that you would say that you've been seeing or experiencing over the past year, year and a half, that someone ought to be paying attention to in terms of trends or what's going on in that world?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know, like you said, we talked about this before, and not everybody is a fan of ClickFunnels, and I get it. I love the company. I love the community. Big part of that, I've been made a ClickFunnels ambassador, so I kind of get to see behind the curtain there a little bit. And I'm also, in the past few months, been working with ClickFunnels. I facilitate their One Funnel Away Challenge. So I get to see a lot of all the new stuff that's coming out. A lot of stuff I can't talk about, obviously, but things that are changing the industry. AI is becoming a big thing. You know this. ClickFunnels has a tool called Napoleon. It's AI built in. It helps you like rewrite headlines and copy and all this kind of stuff. And it like directly inserts it into, it's like built in. So you don't have to leave your funnel builder to get access to AI. They just released a webinar funnel AI building tool that is, I haven't had a chance to play around with it yet, but I saw somebody post yesterday saying it built out their webinar funnel in 5 minutes. So I'm really excited to give that a try. A lot of, like I said, a lot of AI stuff is moving into the online world, changing how people build. But other than that, you know, I feel like people just don't know the correct sales tactics, the psychology, what goes into a sales message, all of that stuff on the back end that I feel like it isn't going to change, because it is just human nature and tapping into that, why it works and all that kind of stuff and learning about it. Yeah. That kind of stuff I don't think is going to change. So AI might help make it faster, but there are still things that we as humans can learn to improve our sales message and our sales funnels.
Yeah. You know, what are some cautions that you might offer as it pertains to, again, I would say more of the lazy side of marketing, or the, you know, where expectations are maybe that it's going to be much more ridiculously easy than it is, that, you know, all you have to do is just set up a funnel and you're one funnel away and you can kick back and, you know, sip martinis on the beach or whatever, you know, inside of a couple of months or something.
Yeah. And I love that you said the one funnel away, because I host the One Funnel Away Challenge, and, you know, ClickFunnels whole thing is you're one funnel away, which makes it sound really easy. And I think it's more of a hope message. Like, yeah, if you build that funnel and it doesn't work, and it's a lot of work to build that, and, you know, especially if you've never done it before, you're going in and you're learning, it can be kind of, disheartening to build that funnel and thinking you're one funnel away. But it's that mentality of like, don't give up. Don't stop, because your next funnel could be that breakthrough funnel for you. So that's kind of how I look at that saying. It's not that your next funnel is going to be the funnel, but yeah, for some tips, things to avoid, if the lazy marketing, I hate the lazy marketing. I mean, I don't do that. I'm on your show right now. I'm going on a podcast tour. I'm putting in the hard work. I'm having conversations with people and helping my own people on the back end. For me, it's all about those connections with humans, you know, having that nurturing and implemented in my business. So I'm connecting with the people that actually sign up for my stuff, and I'm having those human connections. Fake urgency, avoid that. I hate fake urgency, where it's like, I get urgency is one of those psychological things that you learn about in sales. Create urgency to sell more. But if there's genuinely no urgency in what you're selling, saying something to create, or I don't like it. Because for me, if I see somebody do that, it's like, I don't want to buy your thing now, because I feel like you're lying to me on step one.
Yeah.
You know, so avoid fake urgency. Avoid, now this comes with legal ramifications, avoid promises of income, you know, income claims, that kind of stuff. You don't want to get into that world. Now, everybody knows about the 2 Comma Club Award, whether you're a fan of ClickFunnels or not, everybody knows, you know, you make $1 million in a funnel in 1 year, you sell $1 million worth of product in your funnel in 1 year. The 2 Comma Club Award, it's kind of like a hope creation thing. It's like, other people have done this. I know it's possible to use this tool and get these results. I just need to figure out the pieces I'm missing in between. Like you said, it's not easy. It's not like I signed up for ClickFunnels and I have my funnel. Like, there's a reason they're called sales funnels and not marketing funnels. Like, you don't build it and then all of a sudden money comes in. There's a lot more work to it than that. And you know, doing this online entrepreneur stuff, it's not for the faint of heart. It's not easy. It's not just click it and done. Like, there is work that comes into it. I'm constantly working on stuff. I'm going, working with support right now, working on an issue that I'm having. It is a business. I mean, you're trying to build it the right way. You want to have the best tool. I think I love ClickFunnels. I know, again, it's not for everybody. Personally, I'm a huge fan, been using it for a few years now, made a good bit of money with it, but it is, at the end of the day, it's a tool. It's a software tool. You can use Wix and make money, you know, but it's not easy. So don't go into it thinking, oh, this is, you know, all I need in order to make money. And once I get my funnel up, I should make money, because what's going to happen is you're going to do that. You're going to pay the money. You're going to spend a ton of time getting all this thing up. And then you're going to flip the switch that turns it on. And a week later, you're going to be like, I haven't made one sale. What's going on? That's just a small piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. Totally. By the way, totally normal. And that's the way that it typically is, but that's okay.
Absolutely.
That's okay. Because again, you know, if it takes you 5 years, you know, to replace a full-time income, that's normal small business. Right. And so, you know, now if it happens faster, God bless you, man. You rocked it.
But, there you go. Absolutely.
Yeah. Matt, listen, I apologize, because I know, you know, you and I were chatting and started a little late here, but, you know, your website, I just want to share this, is focusedfunnelbuilders.com. It's good to have a friend on the inside. So would you mind sharing, like, you know, again, just high level, like, who you work with and what you do?
Yeah. I mean, high level, who I do, what I do, that it's focusfunnelbuilders.com is a mastermind that I have, just started promoting it with all the podcasting and that kind of stuff, working with some really awesome entrepreneurs on that. But yeah, people who want to build funnels so that way they can grow their business the right way, grow a strong business, and do it so they can live a more free and less stressed life. So that's kind of the goal.
You know, we talk about. Yeah. Do you work with the individual business owners or those that are wanting to provide funnel building services for others?
It typically, more than likely, so far, it's been individual business owners. Now, if you okay. want to build funnels for other people and that's what you want your business to be, cool. But it's not for funnel builders necessarily. Like, it's called Focus Funnel Builders because the medium that we're using to get to grow our business is with funnels. So, yeah. you know, whether you're selling a course for people who want to be dog watchers or whatever, you know, it's for you. We go in, we talk about how to build sales funnels, but then we also talk about your marketing funnels. Because like I said, you build a funnel on ClickFunnels, that's not a marketing funnel. That's a sales funnel. It's there to collect your money and be your salesperson. But you also have to drive traffic. So it's for any kind of small business owner who wants to grow their business the right way.
Yeah. So I think if I understand this correctly, like if you are going to buy ClickFunnels, you may as well buy it from you because you get a bunch of other stuff included. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll go over this real quick
because I apologize. I know we only have like 1 minute left, Matt. So I'm sorry.
Okay. No, you're fine. FocusFunnelBuilders.com/OFA. It stands for One Funnel Away. You go there, you sign up using my link. I give you a couple of really awesome courses, a PDF, a lot of awesome stuff. Then you sign up for the One Funnel Away Challenge. You get even more bonuses, amazing stuff. And then the upsell on the One Funnel Away Challenge is the best upsell you'll ever see from ClickFunnels. So if you have the money, invest in it there because it comes with just the best course. It's what I use to learn how to build on ClickFunnels. It's absolutely amazing. FocusFunnelBuilders.com/OFA.
Awesome. Matt Pete, sorry to kind of rush the ending. Listen, you know, again, your website, focusfunnelbuilders.com/OFA. And then again, we were kind of talking about your video production, repeatproductions.com. Yep. Matt, it's been great having you, your good friend, fellow Orlandian, now kind of traveling around the world. So Matt, it's been great to have you.
Thank you so much, Josh. It's been amazing.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com/guest. If you're a listener, I'd love to shout out your business to our whole audience for free. You can do that by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or join our listener Facebook group. Just search for The Thoughtful Entrepreneur in Facebook. I'd love even if you just stop by to say hi. I'd love to meet you. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful entrepreneurs. Hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes each day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.